What's going on, babies? Welcome to a Tuesday. It's Tony Curry here. Hope you have having a fantastic morning here. And of course, we're getting ready for a big day here at Tony Curry Radio. A couple of things I want to mention. The detonation station thing is back. I mentioned yesterday, we can no longer say anything about Thunder on the Mountain because we're not an official sponsor of that, but we own the event anyway. I think we had like, I don't know how many thousands of people we had listen to Tony Curry Radio last year, but we did a soundtrack to whatever fireworks, Sam Rush and Good Morning, whatever fireworks you're doing, backyard, at the lake, in the grill, wherever you're doing your fireworks, we got you covered up here. And of course, the Thunder of the Mountain is the big one here in Birmingham. It runs about 20, 25 minutes. We'll be playing music during that, although we have no affiliation with Thunder on the Mountain. I'm not even allowed to say Thunder on the Mountain, because we're not officially a sponsor of that, but we'll own our own thing. Detonation Station, make sure you listen to Tony Curry Radio right around 8 o'clock. Just listen all day on the 4th of July, and it comes up in 13 days. I believe it's on a Monday, so we got that going on. Also, I don't know if you listened yesterday, we do a show called Dark Side of the Pooch. It's a veterinarian show. And I know when you hear about a show about a veterinarian, you probably think that doesn't sound really fun to listen to. If you've never listened to Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, it is hilarious. It's a hoot. We take a lot of emails. You go to info@tonycurryradio.net. info@tonycurryradio.net. Alex Fortenberry, good morning to you, Alex. And you can leave us email questions. We get email questions from Provo, from Boston, San Francisco, certainly here in Birmingham, Garden City. We got some great email questions. Yesterday we were talking about why people cut their dogs' tails off and also decline cats and how to wash your cat. It was hilarious. You can go to Spotify and listen to all of our previous episodes. And Dr. Reb is funny as hell. He's a hoot. So check him out, Rossbridge Animal Hospital, at Rossbridge Vet, and Rossbridge Animal Hospital on Facebook is really funny. Today, we have a brand new Adapter Parish with Alex Hubelein and Dr. Josh Klapo, my radio partner. He does a great job co-hosting that show, and it runs at noon and 8 every Tuesday. And again, go to Spotify and listen to all of our previous episodes on demand. It's pretty pretty sweet. Also want to mention Wordplay. Tommy Williams, Courtney, his entire crew are getting after it with shows throughout to June. They had this great Eric Clapton thing they did this past weekend. Sweet Tea Tree will be playing this Saturday night on the 25th. So make sure you go to workplay.com, workplay.com. They've got a they're adding shows as we go. They're kind of walking into the shallow end of the pool, if you will, checking the temperature of the water, and then they're blowing the doors off. But great shows at Workplay and Workplay.com. And, of course, if you want to rent the place out, three beautiful rooms, they got a bar the whole nine yards, they'll take care of you. Check out Workplay and Workplay.com. Today is the first day of summer. It's stinking hot. Yesterday, my power went out, like, I don't know, like 11:30. J. David Aldridge, good morning, big day. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? And of course, the first thing I think of these days is, did I pay my bill? Are you one of those folks? Did I forget to pay the bill? So I checked all my neighbors and the whole neighborhood was out. And so it was stinking hot. And I was thinking to myself, would you rather go a summer with no AC or a winter with no heat? Just saying. And also, speaking of Dr. Rab a few seconds ago, Steely Dan on this date in 1981 broke up. They had been together for about 14 years, Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. And and Sam, I will be praying for you for your surgery on Thursday, brother. Godspeed, man. I hope you're okay. I hope everything's okay. But they broke up, and they had just signed a new deal. I think it was with, was it Sony Records? Anyway, they signed a deal, and right after they signed this new record deal, they broke up in 1981. Steely Dan never went on the road. They never had to go on the road. The two guys wrote all the music, so they made all the money, and then they just had studio guys come in. A lot of their albums, I mean, they had Jeff Skunk Baxter and some guys that were mainstays, but for the most part, they had studio guys coming in and out and playing all their music on all their albums, and they were fantastic, some of the best studio guys ever. But they never had to go on the road, and so the guys in the band never made any money. And then all of a sudden, you know, 25 years ago, they came out and started playing all these shows, and they're still live. And I mentioned Dr. Rab Stewart was at Chastain Park on last Tuesday night to see Steely Dan play live. It's one of the best shows you'll see. But I thought it was really interesting because this guy named Brett Tuggle, when I saw Fleetwood Mac's Brett Tuggle dies, I'm like, who the hell is Brett Tuggle? I have no clue who Brett Tuggle is. And I feel really bad that I don't know this because I'm a rock and roll aficionado. I know my classic rock. I know my guys. And I went back and looked, and he passed away yesterday at the age of 70. But he was with Fleetwood Mac until 2018. At that point, Lindsey Buckingham decided to go his different direction, and Stevie Nicks basically said to Brett, according to Brett, you're either going to go with us or you're going to go with Lindsey, and he decided to go with Lindsey, and because of that, he got kicked out of the band in 2018. But he played with David Lee Roth on Eat 'Em and Smile. He co-wrote Just Like Paradise. He said probably his best time ever on stage as a musician was with Rick Springfield. He was with Rick in the early 80s, Jesse's Girl, and all the big hits he had. He also played with Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. He played with Steppenwolf, and he played with Coverdale and Page on a couple of shows in Japan. This guy did it all, and I didn't know who the hell he was. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Brett Tuggle, man. I talk about the Steely Dan guys. There are so many great studio players. You know, I talk to Austin Hanks a lot. He plays with Billy F. Gibbons. He does a show on Tony Curry Radio and on our Spotify podcast platform. And it's called Blues Almighty. And then Damon Johnson, obviously, has been a mainstay on this radio station for a couple of years. He's getting ready to do the Brother Kane thing. He's played with Alice Cooper. He's played with John Waite. He's played with Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's still doing the Lynyrd Skynyrd thing. He's got Brother Kane coming. This guy's everywhere. And he'll always talk about, you know, the guys in the band that no one ever knows. You know, at some point during the end of the evening, they recognize everybody in a particular band. Next time they do that, listen to the names a little bit and give them, because there's a lot of front guys that take all the credit, and as they should, they're making the jack, they're writing the songs, but all the studio guys and all the guys who go on tour, including Brother Kane's Damon Johnson, who obviously took over late last year and played the lead guitar there for Lynyrd Skynyrd, those guys are the ones that make it happen, man. I mean, they really are. They're fantastic. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Brett Tuggle. I've never even heard of the guy. Speaking of Alice Cooper, and we'll let it go, and I know that Damon played nearly 10 years with Alice Cooper, toured all over the place. Alice Cooper is as relevant now as he was when he had his python around his neck in 1972. It's pretty amazing stuff. He had an interesting article out. He said that he tells all these young guys who are starting these bands to make sure you listen to three bands. He said, if you're going to start a classic rock band, or you're going to start a rock band, or any band at all, you got to listen to these three artists. Who do you think they are? Two of them make sense, and the third one was kind of like whatever. He's a judge on the show called No Cover, where musicians are evaluated on their original songs rather than being able to sing material written by others. So it's a little unlike, you know, America's Got Talent or American Idol, where you can sing other people's stuff. It's all, and a lot of people don't want to hear original music because they don't recognize it. But he said, I'm always saying everything revolves around how good the actual song is. He goes on to say, I don't care how exciting you are up there. Spend your time listening to these three bands and you'll get it because they wrote perfect songs. The Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Four Seasons. Now, coming from Alice Cooper, I would think to myself, the three bands, I get the Beatles, Beach Boys maybe a little bit. The Four Seasons, I'm not so sure. He said, you can be an angry punk rock band, but write a song around it. Don't just play it off on the drums part and just yell at me. That's not a song. You have to have a verse and a chorus. That's what I want you to listen to the Beatles. I want you to listen to the Beach Boys, and I want you to listen to the Four Seasons. He said they wrote perfect songs. You can just be as angry as you want, but if you have a great song, it doesn't matter how angry or what your ego is on stage, it's going to rock. He also argued that audiences want the lead singer to be the focal point of a performance. That doesn't mean that you need to look away. So, man, when you're on stage, and I've done, you know, so many Battle of the Bands and some of these bands, and you get up there and you got these four high school kids and they're all kind of introverted a little bit and they're just super great players, but they don't really control or take control on the stage. He said, you have to stare them down. You have to be you and you have to be the star up there. You're bigger than life. So, you know, when you come up there, don't be shy. He said, when you're on stage and you're a singer or you're in a band, you have to have the biggest ego you've ever had. And then when you get off stage, drop the ego, get rid of the ego. So I thought that was really interesting. But three bands, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Four Seasons. All right, so get after it today. Happy birthday to Chris Pratt, turns 43, Prince William, 40. Ray Davies of the Kinks turns 78 today. Happy birthday to Destroyer Man. I hope you have a fantastic day. Make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app. We've had a ton of downloads over the last week, which is great. I'm not sure why people are finding us. Thanks to the tens of thousands of folks who have already downloaded the Tony Curry Radio app. Go to TKR, just TKR on Android or Apple, and you can download the app. It's free. It takes you 5 or 6 seconds. Listen to it. If you love it, keep it. If you don't, get rid of it. That's fine. But I promise you're going to love all the classic rock on there. The Detonation Station thing coming up on the 4th of July. We're getting that thing set up. It's going to be huge. And, of course, it being a Tuesday, Adapter Parish, we have Livewire Wednesday, Mission Money going on tomorrow. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. We have the Damon Johnson Show. We have Win in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Baseball on Friday. It's a great show. Dark Side of the Pooch, all of our shows. Go to Spotify and search Tony Curry Radio, and you can listen to all of our great shows. Thank you for watching this morning. I'll check in back tomorrow. We've got some really cool stuff coming up, by the way. We're in the process. Mike Roberts, good morning to you. We're going to be coming out with some shirts, our first shirt ever, which I think you're going to love, and we're going to have plenty of those to be given out as too, so make sure you're looking for us at different concerts, at different venues over the next few weeks, and certainly on the 4th of July as well. Have a great day. I love you guys. Bye.